I love my road. I could take a walk on my road any hour of the day or any day of the week, no matter what the weather is, and always see really interesting stuff, in addition to it being a wonderful workout. So today, Farley, who is one of my dogs, and I did a mile and a half in each direction. And the first thing we saw was on our very own property, a baby robin hopping around underneath the Scotch pine trees with Mama Robin squawking not too high above the baby. And Farley was great. He paid no attention, or at least not too much. And on we went, past the old lady's house, whose family once owned everywhere around here. It was a dairy farm from the mid-1800s. And then on farther down the hill, past a pond, a natural spring pond, pardon that blooper. Out of that pond, sometimes I've seen snapping turtles. In fact, a couple weeks ago, there was one, great big shell and skeleton on the other side of the road. Guess that one didn't make it across. I've actually helped to save it once when it was out in the middle of the road. So then the road starts climbing the hill, and we got to the crossroads where the old barn is, the old dilapidated barn, and a huge field of multiflora rose. And this is where two yearling Hereford bulls live, and I call them my bully boy friends, and my dogs even know the bully boys, and the bully boys know us. They stop whatever they're doing, which is usually nothing, except chewing and laying around, and they start paying attention to us and want to come talk to, listen to us, I guess. And someday I'll get one to come over to the fence. Hopefully he will stay inside. So on we went farther up the hill, past wildflowers that accompanied us the entire way from start to finish. But I noticed a lot more pink ones. And one pink one, were Queen Anne's lace buds. I've never noticed that before, although they did open white. And the hay fields on the hillsides are just gorgeous because they are golden now. And just picture them against a dark green tree line, and on sunny days a bright blue sky. They are incredible. And when I turn around and look from where I came, I can see across the valley and see the mountains in the distance. And I remember, that's why I live here. So we started coming back, and this walk, getting me and my dogs in shape for our hikes and our upcoming section hike on the Appalachian Trail. You can see pictures of this walk and a list of the wildflowers that we saw in bloom, me and Farley, that is, in another section of Dig It. Thanks, and bye.